We're visiting on the telephone with Dan Towery. Dan is the president of the Soil and Water Conservation Society and is also with Ag Conservation Solutions based in Lafayette, Indiana. Dan, let's talk about the cover crops meeting that you have coming up in Altoona, Iowa on December 13th and 14th. And I understand this is something was based on a very successful meeting you had in Illinois last year.
Yeah, you know, the interest in cover crops throughout the Midwest has really increased in the past, let's say 4 or 5 years. And more growers are wanting information on, you know, to see if that makes a good fit in their management system. So we had an excellent program last year, and I think we've got another very, very good program this year for Altoona.
Yeah, and what kind of growth have you seen in cover crops? Do you have any acreage numbers or percentage numbers?
You know, that's unfortunately, we do not. That's a kind of elusive, and all I know is that we look at talk to seed companies, and I hear a lot of them talking about it doubled as compared to last year. And it doubled the year before that, and so it's guys are very interested in it. It takes a certain skill set to get the full benefit out of the cover crops. What cover crop to plant, when to plant it, how to plant it, how to terminate it. It's all part of the system, and so there's definitely a learning curve. And that's why we're bringing together growers, seed consultants, crop consultants, university folks to try to share their experiences to make sure that they can get the most out of them.
Well, there's certainly a heightened awareness of the advantages of cover crops, and with more focus being put on the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico and a hypoxia situation. I know Iowa, of course, just putting out a nutrient management strategy. So certainly the timing on your meeting there seems about right.
Yeah, and it's a lot of things coming together. The dead zone of hypoxia is kind of, if you will, you're going to see some benefits, but it's, growers are paying good money for that nitrogen, and if they can keep it in the soil profile, come back and use it the following year, then, it's kind of a win-win situation. And, of course, cover crops have long been known for their benefits of reducing soil erosion. So it's we're multiple benefits. It's all about reducing soil erosion, reducing compaction, improving aggregate stability, increasing organic matter. So like I said, there's a lot of benefits. Don't always see them the first year. The soil it takes a little while to see changes, to make changes. But on the other hand, we have had growers who, on the first year, they saw a fairly significant yield increase. And, of course, that's very important. That's got to be part of the system to go to the trouble of cover crops is to see that it yields better. And won't say that it will every year, but the guys that are going to be on the program and have been doing it for quite a while they're seeing their rewards for their efforts.
What are the most popular cover crops?
Well, cereal rye is especially out in Iowa, has been one of the mainstays. Because you can plant it very late, it doesn't winter kill. Not the ideal cover crop, perhaps, to plant corn into, though. Again, we get into the technical parts like carbon-nitrogen ratio, and if the cereal rye gets too tall, it's not a real good, but planting beans into it works very well. A lot of interest in their radish, daikon radish, which winter kills. Radish and oats is the usual combination. Annual ryegrass, crimson clover. So these are cover crops that, yes, they've been around, but these are not your grandfather's cover crops, is I guess how I like to put it. Grandfather may have used them for a green manure crop and plowed it down, and certainly that's part of the, can be part of the system, but a lot of the growers are no-tilling into it, and we've selected different varieties that are better acclimated towards our Midwest climate. But and all I know is just the difference from Indiana to Iowa, it's about 2 weeks different in a planting window that we have between where I'm at in Lafayette and then, so let's say, central Iowa. And that doesn't sound like much, but when you need to get growth out of that cover crop, those 2 weeks are very important. And, of course, I just got back from Iowa, visiting some of the fields, and, some of them need a drink of water. It's the dry conditions is it's kind of I'd say probably retarded some growth somewhat this year, and that's one of the things that, again, folks have to learn. It's always got to deal with Mother Nature, if you will, on with your planning. That's why I always suggest having a plan A and a plan B and a plan C.
We'll also note here that you will have another meeting in Illinois this year, January 29th and 30th in Decatur as well, right?
Correct. Yep.
So as far as the meeting in Iowa next week, still time to register and attend?
Oh, sure. Again, we can accommodate a certain number of walk-ins, but if you just go to the website, www.swcs.org, look for the Altoona Cover Crop Conference, and one can register. I think they still have plenty of rooms, but it really helps us in once the conference starts, if we have a pretty good idea of how many to expect. We'll try to accommodate folks that walk in, but it makes it a lot tougher on staff to deal with a large number of walk-ins.